Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog in the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
And King, on you, Husky!
Bill Preston was still a constable when he was summoned to the office of the inspector in Dawson.
You sent for me, Inspector Conrad?
Yes, Preston. You remember an outlaw named Spike Wilson?
Indeed I do, sir. I'll never forget Spike Wilson.
That name and the evil face that went with it were forever stamped in the Mountie's memory because Spike Wilson had murdered Preston's father. Preston had been in the States completing his college education when word of his father's murder came from the Yukon. He had packed his things and started for home that very day. So he might have legal authority to capture his father's murderer, Preston had joined the Mounted Police. After rigorous training, he finally became a constable. And then came the welcome order to get Spike Wilson. After months of hardship and privation through windswept wilderness, the young Mountie came to the end of the frozen trail. He was face to face with his father's killer.
Preston.
Wilson, you're under arrest.
That uniform doesn't scare me. I got your father and I'll get you.
Preston, charge.
No!
He smashed a fist to Wilson's jaw before the killer could draw his gun, and then followed this with other blows.
No more!
Beaten to the ground, Wilson was quickly disarmed.
As I said, you're under arrest for murder.
The young Mountie handcuffed his prisoner and took him to Dawson, where he was tried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. Preston remembered that trial as he stood before Inspector Conrad and was told...
Wilson has escaped.
He should have been executed, sir, instead of sent to jail.
He'll hang if he's caught again. He killed a guard in making his escape. I'm assigning you to bring him in. And if you capture him alive, Preston, I'll recommend that you be promoted to a sergeant.
Thank you, sir.
I have some information on him, but not much. His tracks were followed from the prison south to the Snake River. There they were lost. If he continues straight for the border as he started, you might be able to intercept him.
No one suspected that Spike Wilson had met two pals soon after escaping from the prison. The three hard-faced men were camped in a cave near the bank of Snake River. Spike was saying,
"Boys, I'm not leaving the Yukon till I square an old account. I want to get a Mountie named Preston."
"Is he the one who captured you?"
"Yeah, Moose. And what's more, he beat me up. I aim to pay him back with interest before I kill him."
"How about Spike? You're a hunted man. You can't go around looking for one particular Mountie. You're too well known."
"You and Moose aren't known, Lefty. You two bring Preston to this cave, and I'll split my gold with you. And you know I've plenty of gold hidden away."
"It'll be like looking for a needle in a haystack."
"Maybe not. I figure that Preston will be assigned to look for me, being as he captured me the first time. He'll figure I'm heading south for the border. Well, you boys head south, and I'll bet you'll run right into him."
"We don't know this country, Spike, and the snow is heavy."
"You can't go wrong. Just follow the river. Bring me Preston, and I want him alive."
With Yukon King running as a free lead, Sergeant Preston headed north with his dog sled along the bank of the Snake River. Moose and Lefty had paused to rest and had taken refuge from a heavy falling snow beneath a huge tree spreading branches. They saw the Mountie coming.
"Looking!
Hello there!
Hey, that big lead dog of yours is snarling."
"He'll not hurt you. Steady, King."
"Fasten to your sled. Never did get along with dogs."
"Very well. Here, boy."
Rather than further alarm the stranger on the trail, Preston snapped the chain to King's collar and fastened the other end of the chain to his heavy sled.
Then Moose, the larger of the two men, said,
"What's your name, Mr.
Preston?"
"Yeah, that's what we wanted to know. Heist your hand."
Taken wholly by surprise, Preston obeyed the sharp command.
"Take his gun with me.
Good thing we had him chain that dog." "I got it."
"Quiet, King. Nothing you can do right now, boy. Quiet."
"Take these handcuffs, too. Don't try anything, buddy."
"What's the idea?"
"We're taking you to see our pal. His name's Spike Wilson."
"Spike Wilson?"
"Wrap his wrist together with those handcuffs."
"He's got to drive his sled."
"Pass him in front. Then he'd be able to manage."
"I know your hands, Preston, and no tricks or Moose will shoot."
"You'll regret this."
"Tell that to Spike Wilson before he kills you." "Yeah, that'll hold you."
"Good work, Lefty. Now we can relax."
Moose walked Preston, while Lefty brushed away the loose snow and gathered a pile of branches beneath a spreading evergreen tree. Suddenly, the Mountie realized that these men were tenderfeet. He saw a ray of hope. The fire was started, and soon the flames were leaping high, reaching toward the branches overhead with their heavy weight of new snow.
"Let it burn down to coals, then we'll start cooking."
"Right."
Cautiously, the Mountie prepared for his desperate gamble for freedom. He moved so he stood near Lefty, with Moose in a line behind Lefty. He watched the fire and the branches above. He knew what every experienced woodsman in snow country knows, that in a moment the melted snow would loosen from the branches and fall on the fire. It happened.
"Hey, look!"
For an instant, both outlaws were diverted. Preston leaped.
"Hey, watch yourself!"
He charged Lefty. Lefty fell against Moose. Both went down off balance. Preston didn't hesitate. He drove a boot into Lefty's stomach. Then raised both hands clenched above his head and brought them down with sledgehammer force. Preston's hands came up. They held Moose's gun.
"I'll take time.
That's why I'm here, you won't.
Hold it, Lefty."
"You too, Moose."
"Don't shoot. Don't shoot, Preston."
"And raise your hands and do as you're told."
What are you going to do with it?"
"First, remove these handcuffs and help me capture Wilson." Spike Wilson waited as the hours dragged slowly. Beyond the mouth of his cave, the snow had stopped falling when darkness came. And now the moon lighted the vast expanse of white. Suddenly, he heard a dog team approaching. And then a familiar voice called,
"Hunting! Ho! Ho!
Ho!" Preston's voice.
"Hey, Spike!
As Wilson left the cave, he saw his friend seated on the sled, and Preston behind it with his hands close together. Then the Mountie moved back.
"Hands up, Wilson!"
"Hey, what the...
Look out for that dog, Wilson!"
"Sure ding, ding. I'll take his gun. Wilson, you're under arrest for murder."
"What kind of a deal is this? You double-crossed
me." "They didn't double-cross you, Wilson. They're on the way to jail for helping an escaped killer. They're wearing my handcuffs, so I'll have to tie your hands with rawhide.
Get around here."
"Why, you... I ever get through your
game?" "You're a fool, Wilson. This time you'll hang.
To think that the three of us are captured by one Constable Preston."
"Maybe, Spike, before you hang, you'll have the chance to call me Sergeant Preston." "Yes, King Boy, this case is closed."